Okay, guys, Eagle Week, Monday night, Christmas night edition, and what an opportunity and a challenge. Probably the best team in football, really well coached, good across the board, really good on offense, defense, special teams. So they're playing well. I know they lost Wentz, but you know, in Foles, they've got a very, very capable guy who's won a lot of games in the league, and they're a good football team. So got a work cut out for us. Looking forward to the challenge. Questions?
Nothing, guys?
What do you think? What do you think the chances are? Do you think you'll have Rodney Hudson this week?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. You know, he's a pretty tough guy. Yeah, I would say that the chances are pretty good, yeah.
But you called up another center? Stone?
We do have another center on the roster. That's and we might have another one before the week's out. We do. Feliciano's is really the main reason. Feliciano's the one that's not gonna practice today. He's the one that's the biggest question mark.
Okay.
You know yet whether you're gonna get Amari back practicing this week or?
Yeah, we hope to get him back to practice and have a good week of practice and then be ready to go Monday night.
Has there been any kind of noticeable change in Sean Smith's play for you when you watch him on film as far as the throwdown struggles in the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think he's been much, much more productive, obviously, much more on point. I felt like, you know, he was assigned last week, you know, to shadow Dez most of the night and did a pretty solid job of that and competing there. And so, yeah, I think it's obvious. I think his play has improved over the last month. And it's coincided with, you know, all the coverage getting a little tighter, the rush getting a little better, and kind of hand in hand, I think the overall production of our defense has improved over the last month.
You talked about left tackle being a competitive situation this week, and obviously you haven't practiced yet.
Yeah.
Fully this week, so
right.
Nothing really to ask specifically. But when do you think you'll make that decision? You think it'll go right up to kickoff when you trot the guy out there?
Probably up till kickoff before it's made public for the Eagles. But we're going to work on it internally and just, you know, we know who the guys are that are going to play, the combination of guys, and I imagine they'll all play in some capacity or another. So, yeah, we'll get our preparation throughout the week, and then Mike will help us make that call.
In the games where you haven't had Cooper, have you noticed that you're covered differently without his presence there?
Well, you're covered differently when Coop isn't demanding role to him or attention that he normally gets. You know, not having Coop, you feel the difference because he's such a dynamic, you know, explosive playmaker for us.
Back to Sean. I know he followed Dez. He followed Demaryius Thomas as well. Is he being put in maybe matchups that suit his skill set better? Is there anything maybe different that's happened in that regard with him following people more?
Yeah. Yes. I think that's just part of the way we've approached it. Pags has done a good job of getting those guys on the same page and how we're going to cover certain groups, and they've responded and done a nice job executing that on game day.
Coach, you've still got a chance to make the playoffs, albeit a small one. Do you feel like that resonates inside the locker room? I mean, are guys sort of grasping to that, or is
we're not hanging on to that. We just want to play good football. I mean, Sunday night wanted to represent ourselves and play good football that the nation would be proud of, that family and friends and people that are tuning in to see, you know, check on their buddies how they're doing. It was the same thing Monday night. Want to play good football. Just want to play good football, and then you do the best you can each week, and we'll add them up at the end.
Been able to get that taste out of your mouth yet, Jack, with everything that happened with the chain and
yeah.
The folded piece of paper?
Yeah, talk to anybody yet.
I'm not going back. I'm not going back, man. I've already said how I feel about it. I'm not going to go back there and risk, you know, showing anger and going, getting there, and then all of a sudden getting myself fined because I say the wrong thing. So I've already said enough.
Have you talked to anybody at the league about it?
Yes.
Three O-linemen make the Pro Bowl and back. Still, what kind of year have you seen from those guys in terms of the O-line? Maybe as good as they were last year, or maybe trying to get to that point where they were last year?
Yeah, I think in the trenches, that's the strength of our football team. I think it's represented in the voting. Khalil Mack has been, once again, tremendous. All those guys on offense, KO's a dominant player. Rodney, really, really good. And Donald got recognized. I think that's about a little bit about the pass blocking, we don't give up a lot of sacks. We maybe haven't run as much as we expect to, but I think it's a good group of guys to represent us, so proud of them.
Stats aren't everything, obviously, but they would suggest that Derek is not having the season he had last year.
Right.
But do you think he's grown as a quarterback?
I think he's grown.
Yeah.
There's no question he's growing. Yeah, no, the experience he's getting, he's definitely growing. Mm-hmm. Even the very best, even the very elite quarterbacks of all time, weren't perfect every year. Derek's a good football player, and we're going to win a lot of games together here.
You mentioned the Wentz-Foles situation, but what jumps out to you about this offense and how they've been able to put up so many points week in and week out?
They've been very explosive. Doug's done a great job going in there. They have, over 30 points a game. I think they're in the positive turnover ratio, like plus 9, plus 10, right in that area, which is what you want to be. It helps you be explosive like that. But they've got a good football team. They're good in all three phases.
Good.
All right.
Thanks,
guys.